Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now this time I'm going to help you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes.
Yes, yes.
He's the minister. He always said it, and he always said, we is not serving a dead God.
Come on.
We is not serving a dead God, so you need to let your praise and your hallelujahs be known.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. This morning, thanks to God, giving honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, most gracious God, we just come to you this morning in the name of Jesus, thanking you, O God, for this day. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, your love, and your kindness. We thank you, Father God, for waking up this morning in our right mind. Father God, thank you for covering with the blood of Jesus. Father God, and we thank you for the gift from Christ that you have given to us, Father God. And we thank you in being with us, leading us and guiding, ordering our step. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. This morning, thanks to God, I'll be coming out of John 3:16. And also Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. And then skip down to verse 15 to the end. Amen. And the scripture said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen. Yes.
And in Romans 5, I'm reading out the English Standard Version. It's read as follows. Verse 1, starting with verse 1. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand. And we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our suffering, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame. Because God's love has been poured into our heart through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. For while we were yet weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person, one would dare even to die. But God showed his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we was enemy, we was reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. And skip down to verse 15, it says, but the free gift. Somebody said free.
Free
gift is not like the transport pass. For in many died through one man trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abide for many. And the free gift is not like the result of the one man's sin. For the judgment to follow one trespass brought condemnation. But the free gift, while many trespassing, brought justification. For if, because of one man trespassing, death reigned through the one man, much more the free gift will those who see the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness lead to justification and life for all men. For as by the one man disobedience, the many was made sinners, so by the one man obedience, the many will be made righteous. Now the law came in the increase to the trespass, but where sin increased, grace abound all the more, so that as sin reigned in death, grace also might reign through righteousness, leading to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And just put a title to this, it would be the gift from Christ. Amen. This morning, thanks God, this is an old message that I did a couple months ago. And so I just said, well, I will do it again because we were having trouble with our technology back there. So some have heard it, and some will be new. But sometimes it's good to just rehear. It's nothing like some of the old folks said, and my mother just said, it's nothing wrong with reheating. Amen. Nothing left or wrong. Nothing wrong with leftovers, as long as you know how to reheat them properly. Amen. Amen. So you see, thanks to God, since this being the month, February, Valentine month, we give gifts to our loved ones, to our spouses. You know, we give them cards, we give them flowers, we give the gift of all those calories, chocolate bonbons and candies that we don't need. We even take them out to dinner or cook a dinner for them. But thanks to God, the gift that God gave us, Jesus Christ, and through him, gave us the access to all the gift if we just only believe and receive. Amen. You see, thanks to God, this message tells us that God gave the greatest gift of all to the whole world. He didn't give this gift to just some, but he gave that gift to the whole world. So the question is, why would God show so much love for boys and girls, men and women? First, God himself is love. This answers the question of why God would show so much love towards boys and girls, men and women. 1 John 4, chapter 4, verse 7 through 10, it said, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and know God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love." You see, saints of God, God is the very essence and makeup what love is all about. In verse 9, it said, "In this was manifest the love of God toward us, because God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we must live through him." And you see, this verse tells us that the gift of God's Son, Jesus Christ, to us is a supreme example of what love is all about. And verse 10 says, herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sin. So you see, saints of God, this verse teaches that there's no way that we could have ever known what God love is and what it's all about. This verse teaches us how God showed us the true meaning of love. And as we pay attention to God giving us his son, Jesus Christ, this is one among many other passions that teach us that God's very nature, his very makeup, his very personality, his character is the core that the Bible calls love. But I want you to think today about the greater gift of all, which is Jesus the Christ. And how God gave us many gifts in Jesus. For when he gave us Jesus, he gave us four more than just a good man. Four more than just a good example. He gave us all wonderful gifts. That gift that if we begin to re-examine and appreciate them, will change the whole way we live our lives today. Thanks to God, I want you to think on some of these most wonderful gifts, the gifts that the Father offers when he gave us Jesus, gifts that he gave us, and at the same time, gifts that he is still giving us today. For truly, Jesus is the gift that's keep on giving. See, God's words speak in terms of Christ being our gift, one gift. But through Christ, saints of God, we have, in Christ, we have been given the gift of right standing with God. Paul's used words here to describe this position with God, words like justification and righteousness. You see, in Christian theology, each of these words specify and with deep meaning. But the most important thing we need to know, saints of God, is that the gift of Christ brings with it the ability to men to stand righteously before God. Sin caused a big gap, saints of God, between God and man. The gaps separate us from God. It keeps us from relating to God in the right and proper way. We are sinful, and he is holy. The gift of Jesus, God coming in flesh and taking our place, the righteous exchange his sinless life for our sinful life. So we have that gift to stand before God, rightly stand before God, allowing us the great and awesome privilege of standing in the presence of a holy God. We have a new standing with God. We have been declared righteous, thank you, God. So don't let nobody, no devil in hell, come and tell you that you is a sinner, that you don't have the right to stand before God. You don't have to go before no other man. You can come to God boldly to the throne of grace for yourself. Because that is a gift through Christ Jesus. You see, saints of God, that gift of Jesus, God coming in the flesh, give us that right. We have a new standing with God. We have been declared righteous. So we have that right to come to the throne of grace. Number two, the gift through Jesus Christ. God also given us forgiveness. Paul doesn't use the word forgiveness, but in the English word that represent what he was speaking about, however, elsewhere, he does explain that along with justification, this right standing before God, come forgiveness. We have forgiveness, saints of God, because of what Christ have done. We have been forgiven of our sin. We have been forgiven of our wrongdoing. We have been forgiven because of our thought. Because of what Christ did for us. And with that gift, it's a gift of forgiving. You see, saints of God, in Acts 13, 37 through 39, he said, but he whom God raises up saw no corruption. Therefore, let it be known to you, brethren, that through this man is preached to you the forgiving of sin. And by him, everyone who believes is justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. So, saints of God, you is not under the law. You are under grace. So, if you make a mistake and you sin, just repent and keep on going. Don't let that sin hover in your spirit. Don't let that sin bring condemnation to you because of the gift of Christ of forgiveness. You see, saints of God, now when one stop and think about it, there can be no justification without forgiving. Just think about that for a moment. There cannot be justification if there's no forgiveness. So, in other words, you might be in, think that you're in right standing, but if you can't forgive your brother, something is wrong. No justification with no forgiveness. So you see, thank God, think up in human terms. We must truly forgive someone before we can stand with them. There's no right standing when there's still a wrath between one another. The Bible said, love one another. So that's a command, to love one another. So how can you love me or I love you when we've got a rift between us, fussing and fighting, cussing and hollering? But thanks to God, we got to be pure and transparent. Because God sees what is hovering inside of you. Yes. He knows what you're thinking. He knows what is planted within you. You know, you can cover up your feelings toward me, but you can't cover up your feeling towards God. Because his thanks to God, it just as easy to forgive your brothers and sisters than to walk around with a sourpuss face. I ain't forgiving him. He did me wrong. She did me wrong. It's just as easy to just say, brother, I forgive you. Please forgive me. And if they don't repent, and let God take care of it. Yes, right. least you can get that out of your spirit.
That's right.
That hatefulness out of your spirit, saints of God. So you see, saints of God, we all have experienced that feeling when we have been offended by someone. Wounds may heal, but the scar will remain and remind us to keep our guards up. But forgiveness healing even the scars, saints of God. So it's important to use that gift that Christ has given us. You see, saints of God, we have offended God. Sin is an offense to God. But my brothers and sisters, God forgives you. It don't matter what the sin or the darkness of your secret that you might have within you. God have forgiven you, saints of God, of your sin.
Amen.
Your sin is washed, it's covered with the blood. So like I said, don't be have that condemnation that I'm an old sinner. I can't do nothing right. God don't love me. God loves you, saints of God.
Yes.
Matter of fact, God loves you more than you love yourself. Because if he didn't, he wouldn't have sent his son to give us that perfect gift. You see, saints of God, like I said, God forgives you. Number three is the gift of justification. It is a legal term which pitches the sinner before the bar of God to receive condemnation from the sin he or she have committed. But instead of being condemned, he or she is clearly pronounced not guilty. You is not guilty, saints of God. No matter what the devil, no matter what man may say, if you born again and have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, not just Lord, but as Savior, you have justification. All the things that you have done, saints of God, God is saying, not guilty. It's not guilty. What a powerful gift. But we got to learn to use these gifts, saints of God, not just when it's convenient for us, but all at all time. Use these gifts that through Christ had given us. You see, saints of God, justification is the divine pronouncement of God that we are clear from sin and penalty. God's judgment for sin had made acceptable before God. It is the pardon of God declaring us righteous when we believe in him by faith. You see, saints of God, if you are here this morning and the devil is trying to keep you behind the bars of condemnation, you need to declare to him right now that you have opened the gift of justification and that you have been set free and that there's not guilty because of the price Jesus had paid for you. So if anybody feeling there's condemnation, declare right now, Satan, I am free. Not guilty because Jesus had paid the price, saints of God. He had paid the price for that sin. Stop walking in condemnation when you can right standing with God. You see, saints of God, declare it, believe it, and receive it. Number four, the gift of peace with God. And all these is in, thanks to God, is in Romans 5, about the first 10, 11 verse. The gifts, the gift of peace with God. You see, saints of God, peace with God means reconciled to God. It means that the wall of hostility and hate that separate us from God, block like our sins, our spiritual death, or lack of spiritual life, and God's perfect holiness, these barriers have all been removed by the person and the work of Christ. Amen. When you open this up, you can rest assured, saints of God, that God's judgment will not fall on you. Yes, trying to encourage you this morning, saints of God, stop walking in condemnation. Because God have given you these gifts. You can go to bed at night with peace in your heart that if you should die in the night, everything will be all right when you face the Lord because of what Jesus did and because of what you did. You believe and you receive no condemnation. The peace with God. You see, saints of God, justification is a divine pronouncing of God that we are acquitted from sin penalties. God's judgment for sin and made acceptable before God. It is the pardon of God declaring us righteousness when we believe him by faith. You see, saints of God, we got it, we believe it, and we got to use it. You see, saints of God, flipped over my page, but anyway, we're going to go on. Number five, when you get too many, sometimes you be going faster, sometimes you be flipping pages faster than you talking. But anyway, thanks God, today the root of the trouble of the world is not the failure of government, nor either the absence of money to finance a new program, but the fact that man is as hostile with God. What man need is peace with God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Number five, the gift of access to God. Through Jesus, we have access to God. So in other words, in other passion, the Apostle Paul reminds us there's one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. Ain't the author of Hebrews telling us to come boldly before the throne of grace to find grace to help in our time of need? How? Through Christ, who have given us access into the very presence of the Almighty as believer in his Son. Saints of God, you have that access. You have that right. You have that privilege. You're talking about right. That is a right that you can use right now. Amen. All you have to do is open your mouth and speak. Yes. Speak the word, saints of God. Because you got that access to come boldly. Where it said, come boldly to the throne of grace. It didn't say, come weeping. Well, I guess, Lord, Can you help me? Oh, Lord, I'm here again. He said, come boldly. Lord, I'm here.
Yes.
Come boldly.
Yes.
You're like the kids sometimes get on your nerve and you holler. That pastor said when his mother called him all three or four names, you know. That's what we have to do, saints of God. Come boldly. Speak boldly. Speak the word. In other words, put the ball back in God's playground, playing field. Because his promise will not go unvoiced. So if you say, Lord, you said in your word, and believe it, it will come to pass.
Amen.
You have that gift or access to God, saints of God.
Amen.
You see, saints of God, through Christ, who have given us access, is the very presence of the Almighty as believer in his Son. Christianity is the way of access. Does that impress you, saints of God? It should, because all the other religions of the world shut man out from God. They provide no access to God. Why? Because they keep men from God by turning them away from Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father except through him. So, Christianity, saints of God, we might not have it all right, but one thing we do have right, and that's Jesus Christ. That's one thing. Like I said, we might not have it all right. Somebody said, you know, there's some gray errors in the Word of God. But if you have that access, come to the throne of grace, God's throne of mercy, and ask the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you, you will get an answer, saints of God.
Yes.
He will point everything that you're going through, saints of God, is here.
Yes.
It's an answer is right here,
yes,
in God's word.
Yes.
You see, saints of God, like I said, these other religions, they're turning you away from Jesus Christ. Because they are not seeking them that keep man from God by turning you away. Because they do not seek to come to God by ways of the gift from Jesus Christ. The person and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, they turn away. They think they can go to the Father without going through Jesus Christ. Like I said, that's one thing we got right. You see, like I said, in John 14:6, the Lord said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man come to the Father except by me. You see, saints of God, unless you receive his gift, you don't have the access to God. It is a privilege reserved for those who are in Christ, those who have by faith receive that gift. In other words, saints of God, you got to be born again.
Amen.
Yes, God reigns on the just as well as the unjust. But you being his child, how much more? Yes, that's his desire, that no man shall perish. That's a choice. We have accepted him as our Lord and Savior, so we have the right to these gifts, saints of God. Also, you see, saints of God, and number six, gift, is the gift of hope of the glory of God. We got the gift of hope, saints of God. Hope. What are you hoping for today? Hold on to that hope. Because like I said, God's word will not return to him void. If he said it, he shall do it. See, you see, saints of God, we're not a people without hope. When the world is walking around as if there's no hope, the Christian does not panic because our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What a gift when you consider the time we're living in, saints of God. You see, a nation that has been attacked by terrorists, a nation that is going through a war on COVID-19. It could almost cause a person to lose hope, but not for the Christian. Why? Because you have hope of the glory of God. You got that hope, saints of God. No matter what you're going through, saints of God, it might be financial, it might be health problem. It might be marriage. It might be a child. It might be a family member. It might be your job. But hold on to the hope and glory of God. Amen. Don't give up. Whatever you're going through, don't give up. God will take you to it. If he took you to it, he would take you through it. Don't give up. That hope, saints of God, because that hope is the glory of God. You see, saints of God, there's an expectation of one day experiencing ultimate redemption, of being in Christ's glorious kingdom, in glory resurrection body, without the old sinful nation and without the attack of Satan's kingdom. Don't give up that hope, saints of God. That's a hope each and every one of us should be hoping for, having hope and holding on to. That one day you have that resurrection body. You won't have to go and think about the water bill and light bill and gas bill and house note and food bill. Or where the next paycheck coming from? Just hold on to the hope, saints of God. The kingdom, the glorious kingdom of our Lord and Savior. You won't even have to think about Satan's kingdom and his imps. Because I'm going to tell you something, saints. We already have the victory. We already have the victory. Hold on to that hope. Number seven, the gift of triumph in tribulation and trouble. You see, saints of God, what a marvelous gift that we all need to unwrap and use. But oh, how can we put this one on the shelf or forget to open it? Sometimes, thanks to God, we put that gift or triumph over trials and tribulation. Well, I'm so undeserving. I'ma did this. That's in the past, saints of God. What you did in the past, let it stay in the past.
Amen.
Because your sin is already covered by the blood of Christ. We need to unwrap this gift, saints of God. We walk around like we are defeated all the time. Sometimes we, oh, it's me. Oh, my, oh, it's me. But all the time that you have the gift of triumph over trials and tribulation, you got it, saints of God. Why not use it? They're just like sitting at your house, got a refrigerator full of food, you got a pantry full of food, and saying, I'm hungry. You got this gift. Use it, saints of God. Use it. See, as we participate living in the glorious presence of God, this gift reminds us that for the present time, we still living in a fallen world where we experience tribulation and trouble. But regardless, we can still know joyful triumph, victory through the Savior. No matter what you're going through, saints of God, claim your victory. No matter what it looked like, the situation you're going through looked like, claim your victory. If you got sickness in your body, claim your healing. If you got problems with your financial, claiming your bank account is full. If your kid, your children is acting up, claim them. Lord, I claim they'll be righteous, young men, young women. Claim it. Speak it over. Use that gift or triumph. You see, thanks God, in this gift, the apostle had in mind the capacity that God gave us to rejoice in our suffering through faith in the principle and promise of the Bible and through our walk with the Lord. The world and too many of us as believers have a hard time joining these two words together, affliction and joy. Why? Well, the world cannot because they have no hope in the glory of God. And we fail as Christians to experience joy during tribulation because we so often fail to live in the light of that glory. That's why we can't join that affliction and that joy together. Because we is not using the light of the glory. The light of the hope, the glory in God. Are y'all getting something out of this, thanks to God?
Yes.
Like I said, you can find all these in chapter 5. You see, thanks to God, we fail to live as sojourners and aliens in a foreign country who are on a temporary assignment as representative of their king. We are in the world, but not of the world. Saints of God, we is here representing our Lord and our Savior. We ain't got to do what the world do and go through what the world going through. See, you got something they don't. You got Jesus. But sometimes, like I said, sometimes we be so pig-headed, I'll put it this way, that we say, well, I can do this on my own. Until you mess up. Then you say, Lord, well, I know I'm, well, he knows. You ain't got to, just repent and go ahead and say, Lord, I repent. We got to learn not to put God on the shelf. Always keep him in front of you. Let him lead. Let the Holy Spirit lead you, saints of God. Don't put him on the shelf. Always keep him where you can have a hope. Wherever he go, you going. See, that's what you need, saints of God. That's what we need, saints of God. We need to have that hope, that hold on him. In this, we really believe and be stingy with it. Don't let him out, because he's already in within. Don't let him out. Hold him. Keep him there. So you won't have time to put him on the shelf. You won't have time to not think about him. The gift of triumph and time of trials and trouble. You see, saints of God, as I said, we represent, we is representing our King, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Number 8, the gift of love of God and the Holy Spirit. You see, saints of God, once again, like I said, the love of God in 1 John 4:9-10, this time it said, in this the love of God was manifest toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son in the world, that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sin. So, saints of God, gripping God's love so that it gives assurance and remove fear and doubt or shame when we fail. And we all do. But because of that love of God, we can hold our head up high and keep marching on. And so that is give us significant and meaning of life when we do that. Sometimes we just get down there, like I said, wearing the old South Wolf, old me, old my, pity party. But hold your head up high, saints of God. Hold it so high. If it rain, you can drown. Because if you're looking up and you're proud, saints of God, you're looking up to the hills. The hill which come your help. Amen. Keep your head up while looking down, lest you drop something. Our King, our Lord, he is mighty. So why we have to go to him? Like I tell my sons and stuff, don't be coming to me. Daddy, what do you want? Hold your head up. Like I tell them all the time, you know, tell me the truth. You don't have to come to me with your head hanging down. And that's what we have to do, saints of God. When we stumble and fall, get up and tell our Heavenly Father, Father, I have failed. I have stumbled. And that's when that boldness comes in. Father God, I'm a thumber. I did this. I did that. He already know. All you're doing is just cleaning that spirit out. Because you don't want it to the harvest and heart your spirit and get infected where it will grow and put you in condemnation. You see, thanks to God, God's love give us the assurance and remove fear and doubt in our life. It very much work of the gift of the indwelling spirit of God who assure our heart of God endless and unconditional love so that we can grip that we are therefore accepted through the grace of God made available to us through his beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Gift number nine, the gift of delivering from wrath. Thank you, Jesus. That's another gift we shouldn't put on the shelf. See, wrath here refers to the judgment of God that must be poured out on a Christ-rejected world. Notice carefully that the much more emphasis which follows the statement in verse 8 that Christ died for us. You see, this verse, like many other promises, that those who have put their trust in Christ will not come into judgment or face God's wrath because Jesus Christ, our Savior, he took God's judgment in our place. See, that wrath of God, he gonna pass because of the gift of God, a gift of Jesus. Another gift, number 10, is the gift of salvation by his life. In view of the context which stated in Romans, this includes not only delivered from God's wrath, but delivered from the power of sin. See, we got the power to overcome, thanks to God. It has to do with living abundantly and victoriously over life's dominating pattern through the power of the risen Christ, through Christ's life which dwells within us. You see, thanks to God, our greatest need have been for information, God would send us an educator. If our greatest need had been technology, God would have sent us, which he did, Kelsey Jackson. He would send us a scientist. If our greatest needs have been money, God would have sent us an economist. If our greatest need have been pleasure, God would send us an entertainer. But our greatest need was forgiveness, so God sent us a Savior. Amen. Paul is writing about a boasting in the sense of triumph and confident rejoicing in God through the works of Christ, as the scripture made clear. It is a rejoicing which expresses a bold confidence, thanks to God, one based not on our record of behavior, but on the accomplished by the death of God's Son, Jesus. You see, thanks to God, because of God's grace and gifts to us in his Son through the cross, we can boast in God in the assurance of eternity and of his certain love, not because of what or who we are in ourselves, saints of God, but because of what we are in Christ by his grace. When you unwrap these gifts, saints of God, you can find them backed up by the faithfulness and guarantee of God himself through the perfect and finished work of Christ. You see, saints of God, sometimes you can go to a store and buy a gift, and if the wrong size or something, sometimes you have trouble taking that gift back, returning that gift. You have to go through so much red tape to use your self, well, forget it. I don't have, I'll find somebody to give it to. And I really believe some of them does that anyway on purpose, where they won't have to go through the paperwork and get you all flustered. But saints of God, the gift that through Christ, it is guaranteed, it is backed by the word of God.
Yes,
we got a guaranteed saints of God about these gifts. Mm-hmm. See, you see, saints of God, these gifts never breaks. They never wear out. And they last for eternity. And they do not, and they do all that is promised they would do and more. I'm almost finished, saints of God. The marvelous or marvel is that these few gifts are only a very small part of the gift that God has given us through Christ. You see, the last gift that I put out there is a gift God given us, his eternal presence. In contrast to all of these temporary presents, all of these gifts you have given or gone to give and receive this year, they are at best temporary. But see, you see, saints of God, the gift that we give here is temporary. But the gift that Christ given us is eternal.
Amen.
You don't have to go back and exchange them. They is eternal. They eternal gift. They not ain't no. There's no temporary about them. You see, God's best gift mean his eternal presence. Man, I would never leave. It said in his word, I would never leave you, nor forsake you. In closing, saints of God. So what could we give God this year that would truly please him? What lasting gifts does he desire from us? With all he has given us, is there anything that we can give to him that he really desires? The answer, thanks God, is yes. There's one gift that God wants more than anything else. Anybody know what that gift is?
Yes.
He wants our heart. Romans 12 and 1 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You see, saints of God, by accepting God's gift, you have been declared holy, acceptable to God. Now live your life that way. That's all he is asking of us. And it would be the very best present that you could ever give to Jesus.
Yes.
It's about giving you his heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.